Hi, this is Michelle Conte, and you're listening to The Secret Museum of the Air.
Charlie's neat, and Charlie's sweet, and Charlie, he's a dandy. Charlie, he's the very lad that stole my striped candy. Over the river to feed my sheep, over the river, Charlie. Over the river to feed my sheep and to measure up my barley. My pretty little pink, I once did think I never could do without you. Since I lost all hopes of you, I care very little about you. Over the river to feed my sheep, over the river, Charlie. Over the river to feed my sheep and to measure up my barley.
Well, thank you, Michelle, and thank you, Gene Ritchie, for Charlie's Sweet, recorded for HMV. Welcome to another program. Today we return to a favorite theme, children's music on 78 RPMs, and aptly enough we are starting our first set on this program with some pioneer recording artists, and these were the source material for many artists to come in years later. We'll first hear from banjo player and Columbia A&R man Harry C. Brown and a song called Chemo Chymo.
Line the dotties low, sing song, kitty cat the chymo. That's what a white folk plant does call. Sing song, kitty cat the chymo. Cover the ground all over with smoke. Sing song, kitty cat the chymo. And up the dotties head they poke. Sing song, kitty cat the chymo. Chymo, chymo, Darrow, Wab, and Mahymo. For in comes Sally singing sometimes, Penny Winkle, Link, Dump, Tim, Cat, sing song, kitty cat the chymo. Chymo, chymo, Darrow, Wab, and Mahymo. In comes Sally singing sometimes, Penny Winkle, Link, Dump, Tim, Cat, sing song, kitty cat the chymo. And the feeders get mighty bold. Sing song, kitty cat the chymo. The drive for the sleep, but it ain't no use. Sing song, kitty cat the chymo. The legs hang out for the chickens to roost. Sing song, kitty cat the chymo. Chemo, chymo, Darrow, Wab, and Mahymo. Bird comes Sally singing sometimes, Penny Winkle, Link, Dump, Tim, Cat. Sing song, kitty cat the chymo. Chemo, chymo, Darrow, Wab, and Mahymo. Bird comes Sally singing sometimes, Penny Winkle, Link, Dump, Tim, Cat. Sing song, kitty cat the chymo. Was a frog lived in a pool. Sing song, kitty cat the chymo. Sure he was the biggest fool. Sing song, kitty cat the chymo. For he could dance and he could sing. Sing song, kitty cat the chymo. And make the woods around him ring. Sing song, kitty cat the chymo. Chemo, chymo, Darrow, Wab, and Mahymo. Great comes Sally singing sometimes, Penny Winkle, Link, Dump, Tim, Cat. Sing song, kitty cat the chymo. Chemo, chymo, Darrow, Wab, and Mahymo.
Thank you. Mr. Banjo, come on, yeah, solo. Chapeau sur le côté, Mr. Banjo. Cigare dans la grande bouche, Mr. Banjo. Mouchoir dans la poche, Mr. Banjo. La canne dans la main. Oh, garde pas de mulette là, Mr. Banjo. Come on, yeah, solo. Chapeau sur le côté, Mr. Banjo. Cigare dans la grande bouche, Mr. Banjo. Mouchoir dans la poche, Mr. Banjo. La canne dans la main. Oh, garde pas de mulette là, Mr. Banjo, come on, Lia, solo. Gardez pas ce mulette là, Mr. Banjo, come on, Lia, solo. Cheveux tout couchés, Mr. Banjo, cravate qui a cette rouge, Mr. Banjo, pantalon très large, Mr. Banjo, la canne dans la main. Oh, gardez pas ce mulette là, Mr. Banjo, come on, Lia, solo. Cheveux tout couchés, Mr. Banjo, cravate qui a cette rouge, Mr. Banjo, mouchoir dans la poche, Mr. Banjo, la canne dans la main. Oh, gardez pas de mulette là, Mr. Banjo, come on, Lia, solo. Gardez pas de mulette là, Mr. Banjo, come on, Lia, solo. Chapeau sur le côté, Mr. Banjo, cigare dans la grande bouche, Mr. Banjo, mouchoir dans la poche, Mr. Banjo, la canne dans la main. Oh, gardez pas de mulette là, Mr. Banjo, come on, Lia, solo. Cheveux tout couchés, Mr. Banjo, cravate qui a ses rouges, Mr. Banjo, pantalon très large, Mr. Banjo, botte qui fait cra-cra. Oh, gardez pas de mulette là, Mr. Banjo, come on, Lia, solo.
We started with the song Kimo Kaimo, which many know as King Kong Kichi Kichi Kaimyo. And that's as it moved into folklore from this original version. As it became a folk song, actually through another commercial recording that was very popular in the 1920s by someone named Little Chubby Parker, it took on the story of Froggy Went A-Courtin'. But here it's a frog song of a different nature, and actually what they used to call a darky song with a lot of less than savory lyrics, as you heard. But that was a specialty of Harry C. Brown, who is a really great musician and a trained musician who sung in a minstrel style of learned, westernized Africanisms. And he sung in this very forced and very theatric style. Kimo Kaimo, there with the Peerless Quartet, another very popular singing group of the early teens up through the early 1920s, in the days before the microphone. We then heard an excerpt of children's singing games. One was I See You, and that was sung by Bessie Culkins Shipman, also for the Columbia label. And a very early attempt to present children's singing games on disc, which featured an excerpt of the song and the singer, and then a band, actually a banded record, which just featured the, in this case, the Columbia Orchestra, doing an instrumental version for sing-along use. And this is something that would have been presented for use in the classrooms in the years around World War I. And we ended up with the great Roland Hayes. And here is an African-American who's one of the great singers of the century as an opera singer and a popular vocalist. And here he is sort of applying his training in classical music and with great piano accompaniment, by the way, by Reginald Boardman. And here singing a Louisiana Creole folk song that is known as Mishu Banjo, Mr. Banjo. So here we have a case of an African-American who is trained in a more conventional classical style, here now going back and digging out this old children's song from in a Creole dialect. And that also recorded for Columbia in the 1940s. We're listening to children's songs in this hour, and we have a very rare recording up next. This one comes from the island of Corsica, and this is an actual test pressing from about 1937 of the actual folk song collector who was on the island and recorded this children's game, which we'll explain in a little bit. It actually features her own little preamble on the disc. We're not sure what the purpose of this disc was, but it was, of course, presented in a very folkloric way, but not so much strewn with academics throughout it. And a charming little singing game with a mixed chorus. So we'll go now to her introduction for L'Embaixador, sung in a very strange dialect for most French people, from the island of Corsica.
L'Embaixador. Voici une charmante coutume corse, le jeu des jeunes filles à marier. Pendant une fête villageoise, les jeunes gens choisissent leur jeune fiancée dans un jeu. Puis, quand le choix est fait, toute la bande part en farandole présenter l'élu aux parents et l'on fait les accordailles.
Oh!
And there we have a piece called Lir y Lir, and that's from the island of Java, and it's a dub of an older recording. In addition to the chelimpung, which is a zither with 13 strings on it, we heard the gamelan way in the distance, their misty recording, with a rebab, their two-string fiddle. That was supposedly a well-known children's song, even with bronze gongs. I'm not sure if I would play that for kids, though. It sounded a little spooky to me. Before that, we heard a cueca, a dance from Chile, and it was recorded for the BBC in November of 1950 on a field recording. It was called El Pescadito, and it was sung by a group of young women. A song about, I guess a little fish. Or maybe a little fisherman, I'm not sure about that. And the first recording, which I think was one of the more interesting folkloric recordings, came from a Mrs. Poli, who was from Corsica, and the area known as Bastia. And that was an, as far as we know, unissued recording from 1937, in which the young Corsican singers give us a game of the maiden girls. Something to that effect, and during a village feast, she explains, there is a dance involved, and the young men choose a girl who is going to be the fiancée, and they stroll her around from house to house to show her off, and in this way she is, quote-unquote, officially engaged to be married. And that an unusual recording, thanks to Alain Boulanger, over in France, who sent that along to us. Very rare recording, to say the least, from Bastia in Corsica. Next, we have another recording from Indonesia, this one in a popular setting, and what we mean by that will be obvious, a popular orchestra, or small orchestra, and another popular song of young folks. This one involves a dance once again, and is called the Umbrella Dance. In their language, it's Tari Pajung. And this is a pan-Indonesian favorite, so I'm told. A shawl dance for couples, the Umbrella Dance.
Thank you. نروح في الحال هنلبق قال مع مريال مع مريال.
And there we had some unusual recordings. These were dubs. That last one is actually a birthday song from an Egyptian film called Yasmim. In addition to the children, you hear a solo vocalist. She was 4 years old. And that and the one before that was a song called Manna Royal, also from the film Yasmim. A little older girl in that performance. And those are from a dubbing that was provided by Rashid, sales company, Stanley Rashid, in Brooklyn, New York, for the use of UNICEF back in around 1960. So it's a 1950s film. And before that, we heard three short excerpts of Voice of America recordings that were archived in the Burmese branch of the VOA. And they are dubs again of 78s, which are really unidentified except for their English titles. And in that group of three, we heard in reverse order that cuckoo song, which is called Wingaba. Before that, the flower sellers. And we started with the rose apple gatherers. And at the very top of that last set was Tari Payung, the Indonesian pop song. And this is the Secret Museum of the Air. And we're examining some little heard children's music. And so far, we've used not only commercial recordings, but many recordings that were done under private auspices or official ones that were non-commercial. And in some cases, they weren't even issued. And that's the sort of fare that you get on this program, as you regulars well know. The next segment brings us to Karachi in Pakistan, and we hear tapes from the radio service there, very primitive recordings, actually, of some children singing in Urdu as they begin their school day in class.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
there we had a beautiful set of dances just at the end there. That one, a very intricate and lovely piece of music from India, ragas Darga and Kamaj. And lastly, there are some lovely dances for children. The one we just heard was from India. They're set to the ragas Durga and Kamaj, by the way. It's called the Dance Shanum, and it comes from Uday Shankar and his company of Hindu dancers and musicians, the musical director, Vishnudas Shirali. And yes, that is the Shankars that we all know well from the last half of the century, actually, and more, the same family. We heard the Jala Tarang in there, the set of tuned water bowls, clay bowls in a little semicircle. We feature them a lot. It's just a very ethereal and floating, pretty sound. You also heard the flute, the sarod, there's a sitar in the back there, and the percussion. Uday Shankar for the RCA Victor Company, recorded about 1947 or so. And before that, we heard a dance from Chittagong in East Pakistan, and those recordings previous came from Radio Pakistan and the archives there at Karachi. We heard the Jumar dance, which is a hill country dance that children participate in. We also heard a song that those children sing during the rainy season, and that was the one before that. And before that, a lullaby, which was sung beautifully in Urdu, which speaks about the moon. And we started, of course, with the Urdu prayer that begins a school day. For our last set, speaking of the moon, we have a bit of fun from Japan. This one is called Shojaji no Tanuki Bayashi, which is something to the effect of the badger party in the Shojoji temple yard. Family of badgers, I guess, rolling around and beating their stomachs on the festival of the full moon. So we'll have some fun for this last set, as is all children's music should be. I don't think I'll play the 1913 Massacre by Woody Guthrie for this program. Let's have some fun. The Badger Party, 1950s, recording from RKB Broadcasting, Osaka, Japan.
Bye.
Had a 1950s location recording. That was teacher leading his classroom in song, and he was playing the piano. The song was Sari Kakeo and was recorded on location for UNICEF in the 1950s. That was in Phnom Penh in Cambodia. Before that, we heard two Turkish songs, and I believe they were on 45s as well as 78s at the time. One is suspicious to me, sounds sort of like Hamiyet Yücesiz singing. That's strictly a wild guess. We heard Pili Pili, which is the Turkish way of saying here, chick, 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 and a song about a rooster, which maybe we should have saved for the rooster program that we were going to dedicate to Uncle Dave at one time. He liked roosters. And before that was another Turkish song, probably from Ankara, and it's called Zilir Turkusu, which translates to me simply as Turkish Bells. A song of the bells is a folk dance, anyway, that comes from Anatolia. And we had a brief glimpse of some Japanese music for New Year's Day. Some children gathered around a fire. We heard a brief excerpt of a tape of a New Year's Day song. And we started with the Japanese song featuring badgers, badgering children, which called to mind a theme prevalent, I think, in this program anyway today. The Uday Shankar piece, I believe, involved three girls in the set before, three girls who were gathering flowers and were tormented by some bees. So I guess we could have branch this program out into children's torture songs, but maybe we'll save that as well for another day. We hope you enjoyed our celebration of children's song from very far-flung sources in this installment of the Secret Museum. We'll be ending with something called Tuekiendos Sambur, and this from the African Mercantile Company, a 78 recorded probably in the 1940s, which features the Kerico Girls singing the backup. These are Kipsigis musicians and singers. So until next time, we hope you enjoy this just as much as we enjoy putting it together for you. So long.